FI. I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and the theme from Caddyshack, of course. And for you longtime listeners, you know, that was my opening intro theme for decades here on KSBT and KBFI. And then for some reason, when we went into the pandemic, our then producer changed it to, what was it, the Parks and Rec theme, I think? Or, yeah. And I didn't debate it because, you know, I just wasn't in the mood. But I guess during the pandemic, I'm all right. It probably wasn't very appropriate. But you know what? It's spring. I'm in a great mood. And so last week, we went back to our original theme music, and I'm sticking with it from here on out. Of course, it's Thursday here in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, right here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a beautiful day, as well as 1400 AM KSBT here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. You can also pick us up on NorthIdahoRadio.com. And we've got another good one for you today. First off, we'll welcome back in Todd and Heather Koppel from Mountain Traders in right here nearby Elmira. They were on the show a few months back, as they were just opening up their new business in the old Elmira store building. I look forward to seeing them again, chatting with them, and see how things are going for them, what may or may not be new, and stuff like that. It's time for an update. And in our second segment, we'll have our monthly visit with Veronica Knowlton from the Panada Theater. Of course, the Panada is back up and running with a full schedule of events, and we'll hear what's happening this next month at our historic theater. And in our final segment today, we'll be chatting with Heather Upton. She is with the Bonner County History Museum. It's been a while. Can't even remember how long. We used to have her and Hannah on all the time. It's been a while since she's joined us, so Heather will bring us up to date on what's happening with the Bonner County Historical Society these days. What's happening at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this weekend? After a two-year hiatus, the Home and Garden Show is back. I mean, I missed it. I think we all missed it the last 2 years. Of course, it was run by the Panhandle Building Contractors Association, which is no longer. So that was a big part of why it didn't happen the last 2 years. But Emily, who was on this show, I think it was last week or the week before, Emily Neff from Baldy Mountain Media has brought it back to the fairgrounds. It is this Saturday and Sunday. Actually, Friday night is a networking dinner. If you're interested in that, you can go to baldymountain.media for more information. Let's see, it's Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, and all kinds of businesses, you know, home and garden type businesses, service people and things like that. Things to improve your home this spring. It's going to be kind of an off and on rainy weekend, so it's actually ideal to get out to the fairgrounds and enjoy that. So that's happening Saturday. There's a fundraiser for Panhandle Special Needs going on at our beautiful and historic Panada Theater. It's a free showing, free movie, the documentary Crip Camp. And like I said, the proceeds go to Panhandle Special Needs. And we will talk more about it when Veronica from the Panada is with us here in a few minutes. What else is going on this weekend? It's the final weekend for Schweitzer. That's what it says right here. Join the celebration at Schweitzer. All kinds of fun events to wrap up the season Saturday from 9 to 12. The Pondere Rotary has their annual Duck Derby. It's happening from 10 until 2. Check out the kids' scavenger hunt in the village from 1 to 3. There's the pond skimming event, which they haven't had for a couple of years. You know, it's the one we've all seen in the highlights of it. People in just their bathing suits skiing down the hill and landing in a platform of freezing cold water. It's absolutely insane. That goes on from 1 to 3. And then from 4 to 7, there's live music and taps featuring Harold's IGA. Sunday at 12:30, a yellow snow eating contest for kids. You know, I think it was Frank Zappa who once said, "Don't eat yellow snow." I mean, he sang that in a song. And I'm hoping this isn't what we all know yellow snow to be, but that's happening at Schweitzer 12:30. They're going to play some Over the Line, Duct Tape, and Cardboard Derby. There's just a ton going on at Schweitzer for closing weekend. Go to schweitzer.com for more information on all of that. But sounds like a good one up there, especially the weather will be great on Sunday for all that stuff. Live music tomorrow at the Pondere Winery, One Street Over. A power trio presents songs across the decades and genres. That's from 5 to 8. Matchwood has the Headwaters from 6:30 to 9 tomorrow. Live music at the winery on Saturday with Rob Pierce from 5 until 8. And let's see, and live music on Saturday at the Back Door with Bright Moments Jazz, Arthur Goldblum and the gang, 7 to 9 at Pondere Winery. What's happening here? We'll welcome back in the owners of Mountain Traders in Elmira here in just a minute. Then we will sit down with Veronica Knowlton from the Panada Theater, as well as Heather Upton from the Bonner County History Museum. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Shh, I think there's something outside the tent.
It's probably a deer.
What if it's a bear?
Oh, it's just Tim. It looks like he's playing a Cabela's scratch game from the Idaho Lottery.
Oh, geez, Tim. It's the middle of the night.
I'm trying to win 50 grand.
50 grand?
I'm getting some of those. I am sick of sharing a tent.
Hey.
Woo! Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
The Floor Show has been serving the Sandpoint area since 1984, and right now is the best time to get into the showroom and take advantage of their gigantic Mohawk flooring sale. Whether you're looking for carpet, vinyl, or hardwood flooring, you can save up to $1,000 on select styles of quality Mohawk products. Minimum 500 square foot purchase. The Floor Show is located on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Check it out online at floorshowsandpoint.com or stop by weekdays 8 to 5.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division north of Francis, Video Only.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Get it away, get it away.
Well, all right. We are back. Todd and Heather from Mountain Traders are with us. And we were just talking during the break that you guys have now been there for 6 months. Doesn't seem possible that it was 6 months ago you were on this show.
I was thinking the same thing. It doesn't seem possible. 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months we've been open now since October 2nd.
So if anybody doesn't know, I mean, you're in the old Elmira store, which anybody who's lived here for any amount of time should know where that is on Highway 95, roughly halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Of course, the Elmira store closed a while back. I can't remember exactly when, a couple years.
Right.
And you guys had lived here before, had moved away, and came back. You got a bunch of kids, and I think they're all involved with the business.
Yep.
And what exactly are you doing there?
Well, we are basically, it's hard to describe the business, but we try to tell people it's kind of a one-of-a-kind, unique trading post type of place. We have over 100 consigners, and we expect more with an expansion coming. And I have to say, over the last 6 months, we've been well received by the public. We've even had some people come in tears when they see it. They think, oh my goodness, hey, this is so different. We didn't expect something like this in our little area. And it stirs my soul just to see the reaction people have when they actually come in. It's kind of shocking to those who used to know what it was.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing else around, right?
Right. Not a lot. No.
And Heather's been learning a lot about the people in the area. I mean, we thought about consigning and how it would help people, you know, to either have a place to buy and a place to sell. But we're really learning a lot of the stories behind the people that are bringing stuff in. I mean, there's people that are needy, people that are, you know, needing some extra money for medical bills. They're trying to live off their retirement. Prices are going up. So this is really meeting a need more so in the area than we had even realized at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you mentioned expansion. Let's expand on that. What are you getting at?
Well, so the storefront itself right now contains well over 100 consigners. Some of them provide us with North Idaho style artwork, furniture, handmade furniture, and then some bring us vintage and antique items, some few basic household goods. But the expansion, we're actually about to build a little courtyard outside for more of the tools and equipment these guys have. They want to consign.
Great.
And then we're taking a garage area next door where we're going to expand that into tools and just basic household things. And so we're looking forward to just bringing on more consigners and even taking donations right now. There's some people that just plain want to give something that's useful and still usable away, and they give it to us and say, here, just sell it if you want, or we'll find someone that it can go to.
And that's kind of key as we get in towards the summer months, that you can have stuff outside. So the tourists just driving by on their way to Bonner's or Canada or vice versa can see, oh, look, chainsaws.
Right.
Pull over.
Right.
Stuff your wife wouldn't let you bring in the house.
Right, right.
So, have you mentioned changes since you first opened? What have you guys learned, and what has gone to the wayside, and what's new?
Basically, just learning how to get the whole ball in motion with the consigners, learning, you know, giving them all consigner codes and learning how to, you know, organize all the people and organize how we're going to run everything so that everyone gets paid. Everyone gets paid once a month. Whoever has a sale, they get paid once a month. So that really helps. And then going back to like the expansion, now we're getting ready to have some events coming up. So as of today, we out of one of the garages, we're selling ammo reloading equipment that someone is selling, and then and that's gonna, once that's gone, then we're gonna open up the garages for Mountain Traders use. Coming in April, we're looking to have a swap meet for animals, whether from kittens to livestock. So we want to open the door open, maybe once, maybe even twice a year. If that goes really well, we might be looking at doing that twice a year. It's something we did back in farmland in Wisconsin and just always remembered how successful it was. We'll have spring chicks coming soon that a consigner will be bringing in. So they'll be local, born and raised. At the end of May, we have a consigner that is going to be putting on an all-day cast iron cooking class. And it's pretty intense. She works really hard with the people all day long, teaching them how to cook with the cast iron. So, basically, we're just wanting to let the public know to watch us on Facebook for announcements as we set these dates.
Or listen to the radio.
Listen to Bob on the radio. Yes, and or they can call us to get on our email list as well. We can send people notifications through email because there's some people that aren't on Facebook, and we understand that. So, And then Todd wanted to mention about a website.
Yeah, we're starting a website, and it's just in the beginning stages now, but you'll be able to order online from the things that we post on the store. We won't be posting everything we sell in the store, but select items will be posted as well as some consigner items, and you can order online and then come and pick it up, and we'll have it all ready for you.
That's a great idea, and seems like as the world changes, everybody's going to some sort of that type of thing.
Sure.
And Todd, while we got you talking, the food, are you stuck with the original menu? Have you gone through some changes? What is a hit?
We started with the chili, and it's been a tremendous hit. It's really, we have the mild, I don't even know if the mild is all that mild, but we have a mild or regular chili, and then we also have the spicy chili, and it's been very popular, and some people like to blend to find something in between. We still have the Woods Smokies that we're selling, and we've opened up the menu to a barbecued pulled pork using my wife's family recipe for barbecue sauce, and that's been a tremendous hit as well.
How do you cook the pulled pork? Do you use a pressure cooker or a slow cooker or just in the oven?
It's slow cooked.
I'm really
But I can't give away secrets, Bob.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because that was kind of my thing this last winter, stuck in the house alone. I got really into pulled pork. And so I was cooking it a variety of ways. And I started thinking, I wonder how other people do this.
Well, I can whisper in your ear when we're all done.
Because I have a daughter.
It goes a little beyond that, even.
Whose key to it is a can of Dr. Pepper, which I had never done before.
Oh, okay.
I started experimenting with Dr. Pepper or root beer or different things like that to put the sugar in there. So, anyway, just my thing. And I do want to mention that you guys have free coffee all the time.
Evans Brothers Coffee, by the way.
No way.
Yes.
We give away
Evans Brothers Coffee. Some people have seen the free coffee sign and just assumed it was Folgers or something, but it's not.
That's the natural thing. It's like, well, it can't be all that great.
It's part of our way of welcoming the community into the store. And just it has a real make-yourself-at-home atmosphere. So when they come in, they can head right to the coffee. We get people come in all the time going, I'm here for my coffee. That's great.
They just want to talk to somebody.
They want to pick up a personal pie or a baked good, sit down, listen to music, or get some lunch, whatever. It's a real make-yourself-at-home kind of atmosphere. It's not restaurant-like at all.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So do you have the Wood Smokies and the pulled pork all the time?
Daily right now, yes.
Daily?
Right now we do.
Yes.
Sometimes we've had some of your turkey soup been available. So we've changed things up once in a while, but those things are pretty much a staple there all the time.
And we may add a few homemade side dishes as summer approaches. It depends on time, how much time we have.
And we have the old brown bottle pop still and some Joe's tea and Joe's potato chips, some of the local favorites.
Yeah, old-fashioned.
It's good stuff. It's Mountain Traders. They are in Elmira, just on Highway 95, about halfway between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. Stop by and say hi to Ted and Heather, and I highly suggest just get a cup of free Evans Brothers coffee and browse through the store, and if you're hungry, pick up some food. So what days and what hours?
Go ahead.
We're open Monday through Friday from
Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry, yes. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturday, we're open 10 to 6, and then Sunday, we're open noon to 5.
Mm-hmm. You guys you take one day off.
We take one day off right now.
We're actually contemplating to changing that to a couple of extra days in the month through summer, just to give ourselves a breath, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it, so.
Well, speaking of summer, when we get there, which we will in just a couple of months, we'll have you back on the show and get another update from you guys.
All right,
sounds
I appreciate
good.
That.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Bob.
Thank you,
Thank
Bob.
You. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll have our monthly visit with the Panada Theater. Veronica Knowlton is with us. Tell us what's going on. We'll talk about the Panhandle Special Needs Fundraiser this weekend and more. So stick around.
The TYM family of compact and utility-sized tractors are available at Jordan Sales and Service in Post Falls. There's no job a TYM tractor can't help you accomplish. They just work harder and last longer. Available in 21.5 horsepower to 105 horsepower models. A TYM compact or utility-sized tractor will help you work at full capacity with its impressive combination of precision and power. This spring, drop your seat into one at Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Siltice Way in Post Falls. Home of I Love My Tractor.
COVID is a scary thing. You don't know what would happen if or when you might get it. With any virus or cold, it's always best to boost your immune system. At Sandpoint Superdrug, their nutrition center is fully stocked with vitamins and supplements you need. Stop in today and keep your health on track. They also have vaccines available. Living a happy, healthy life starts with proper nutrition. At Sandpoint Superdrug's nutrition department, you'll find a skilled team of consultants who are committed to your family's health.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has provided professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service gives you one-on-one service for individual and business tax preparation, and will help you understand what's going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the help of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing with direct deposit. Call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 888-788-1040. You can also stop by their office on Highway 95, one block from Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. Rhodes Tax Service also offers a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Have a great year and hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
And we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and our engineer here just sent me some breaking news for you football fans out there. You know, the Seattle Seahawks, of course, let Bobby Wagner go, longtime linebacker, and he's just signed with their arch rival, the Los Angeles Rams, in a new five-year deal. So, I don't know about you, but that just kind of ticks me off. Anyway, Bobby Wagner, you'll hear about it later on in the news, but you're the first to know right now because it just happened. Anyway, what's happening here is our sort of monthly segment, a visit with Veronica Knowlton from the Panada Theater. And Veronica, how are you?
I am well, just commenting on the lovely weather we've been having.
Yeah, and it just puts people in a good mood. I was in such a great mood last week because it was kind of like a day like today, mm-hmm. a little warmer. But I went back to my more upbeat theme music just because I'm feeling all right.
It's a trickle-down effect.
So the Panada Theater, you guys, it's been a few months now that you've kind of, you know, there's been some trial and error of, you know, limiting seats to 200, or you hold more than twice as many as that, or other shows like The Comedy Show had no limitations and things like that. Where are you at now that reports keep getting better and better as far as the pandemic?
The Panada Theater revised our COVID policy in January that events are able to regulate their own regulations. They know their guests better than we know their guests, and so we've really put the discretion on the promoters to limit or not limit capacity as they see fit.
Good decision from the Panada board.
Everyone's been very... Our promoters are happy, our clients are happy, the guests are happy. It's just been a win-win-win.
Yeah, we did that. I'm talking about the festival at Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. We helped put on the Vetiver show at the Long Shot a week or so ago, and people were frankly calling up and giving us a hard time over that you have to be vaccinated to attend. But that wasn't us.
Exactly.
It wasn't even the Long Shot. It was the band.
Exactly. And we've had events that have had, Young Frankenstein was a good example. They hosted 4 event dates.
Right.
Opening weekend required proof of vaccine or negative test. And then the second weekend had no COVID restrictions. And that was a perfect sample population. The first weekend was very happy with the restrictions and everyone was delighted to be there. And the second weekend was very happy with the lack of restrictions and everyone was very excited to be there. So it was a good little dabble in the market.
Plus it was a really fun show and very well received.
Oh my gosh. Regardless of COVID, the show was phenomenal. Yes, I do agree.
Speaking of shows, tomorrow night, and this is not an April Fool's, even though it is April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Correct.
But Kevin Costner and Field of Dreams on the big screen. Now, I've watched this movie probably in the dozens of times.
Yes.
I mean, baseball, Kevin Costner. I mean, it's got everything. Old time, build it, they'll come. But to see Field of Dreams again, full color on the big screen, that's a great move.
Yes. 7 o'clock to celebrate the opening day of Major League Baseball, which I think is technically today. I haven't fact checked that, but I heard that opening day was today. I'm not big into sports. I'll be fully transparent.
We'll get our engineer on that because I don't think so either. But
you think it's tomorrow?
It is.
Somewhere around there.
We'll get an answer here in a minute.
We're celebrating spring, baseball, all good things to come. Tickets are $10, and then youth and senior tickets are at $7. You can pre-purchase online or they are available day of. There are no COVID restrictions, although we don't anticipate more than 100 people, so there'll be plenty of space to socially distance in the auditorium if you would like to not sit with everybody.
Official opening day, I've just Googled this real quick while you were talking, a week from today.
Oh, so I'm early.
Yeah, you are early.
Oh.
But it is getting people all psyched for baseball season.
It did really well on Facebook yesterday. There was a lot of chatter about it, so I hope it's a good turnout.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and I'll probably go. I've seen it so many times, but I love big screen movies at the Panada Theater.
And fresh hot popcorn.
Oh.
I mean, you can't get that at home.
You know, how many times have all of us gone to the theater thinking, oh, I just ate lunch or dinner, and I'm not going to buy popcorn. But as soon as you walk into that lobby, it's like, oh, my gosh.
I am impressed with my newly found self-control for popcorn because I was a junkie, and then I started working at a theater, and I really had to scale back after the holidays, my popcorn consumption.
We got a clarification on the baseball opening day. It was originally scheduled for April 1st.
Okay.
But then they had the lockout thing. So everything got pushed back by a week.
I was unaware of the lockout.
Well,
there it is.
You gotta get more into sports. That was a pretty major
story. Here's a fun fact. I do not own a TV.
Oh, that makes it tough. Anyway, moving on into Saturday. Now, this is a fundraiser for Panhandle Special Needs.
Very excited about this one.
Near and dear to a lot of our hearts. Yes. Tell us about it.
It is a free event. Doors will open at 6 p.m. with Crip Camp playing at 7. They are hosting a silent auction and raffle, I believe, free, great event. If Crip Camp was nominated for several awards and it was produced by the Obamas, it follows a group of teens that went to a summer camp, and it really just transformed their lives and set them on a different trajectory. The teens wound up being pivotal in passing the American with Disabilities Act. And so, great film. Panhandle Special Needs is a great cause. I would encourage everybody to come out and enjoy a free movie, check out some of the silent auction items, and have a good time.
And the silent auction does begin at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Then check out the movie, and then you have a board meeting coming up. How does that work? Do you guys, well, it's not till April 21st.
Yes.
I just saw that. And your board meetings, are they open to the public?
They are. They are the third Thursday of each month. They are open to the public. They are at 6 o'clock in the Panada Little Theater, directly next door to the big theater.
Gotcha.
We go over upcoming projects, review financials. I give a monthly manager's report, just kind of highlighting some overall health of the organization, if you will.
Very good. And what else have you got going on in the month of April?
April's light. We're taking a spring break. We had quite the January, February, March. But that doesn't mean that we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs. We have reorganized our basement. That was on Tuesday. We're in the final touches of remodeling our dressing room, both backstage and the quick change on stage.
Boy, did they need it.
Wait till you see the before and after photos.
I know the before very well.
It is beautiful. I have to give a shout out to our maintenance coordinator, Josh, and our new handyman, Todd. They have, it's amazing what $250 and some elbow grease can do. Yeah. We're also launching a five-year Panada Century Fund this summer to help us celebrate and pay for some much-needed restoration for the Panada as we approach our centennial in 2027. We will be launching a summer film series. Follow us on Facebook, but the best way to find out breaking news is to sign up for our e-newsletter. You can do that at panada.org. It will be the second Wednesday, May through September. We're going to host some American classic films. It will be $5 tickets, $1 popcorn, and your first beverage of your choosing, including beer and wine, will be $1 as well.
What?
What?
$1?
It's great when you're in charge and you can just make these decisions. Yeah. I thought it would be fun to, you know, Sandpoint is a great, beautiful place in the summer, and everyone goes camping. I go camping on the weekends, and so the farmer's market's on Wednesdays, and I thought, why not make a date night of it? Come check out the Panada. It's a beautiful building. The more people I meet, I am amazed how many people have never been there. And so for $5 movie and $1 beer, come on down.
And it's great. It's air-conditioned.
It is
so
air-conditioned.
So you go in, and I know years ago, they tried a summertime classic movie series, so that these old movies were just running all summer long, but nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I mean, I remember popping in there once and Shirley Temple was on the screen. And I've never seen this on the big screen, and there's I'm the only human being in this building.
Right,
it was weird.
And we are having discussions about hosting tours Friday, Saturdays throughout the summer. Again, it's a beautiful building, and I kind of want to start showing it off as we tackle more behind-the-scene projects. So I don't have any tour information just yet, but maybe I will have an update when I'm on in April.
Yeah, that would be great. Also, you have Rumpelstiltskin presented by the Missoula Children's Theater on April 23rd at 1 and again at 4, presented by Pondere Arts Council. And I have some guests from the Waldorf School coming on in a week or two, and they have a an event coming up in early May.
Yes, they are doing a school rendition of Rent. I haven't seen any of the rehearsals, but I have seen their stage plot for their backdrop, and I think it's going to be a very good show. It looks very impressive for what they're taking on.
One other thing, you mentioned your maintenance guys and workers and such. I have some relatives, Barbara and Scott McLongstreet, who go in on weekends and clean in
the morning.
Treasured
volunteers.
And how do people find out more about what they can do to help out the Panda? Like volunteering to come in on a Monday morning and clean the place.
Absolutely. So the bulk of our volunteers work events behind the concessions counter or bar. We do have a cleanup crew that comes in almost every Monday and gets the theater sparkling for the weekend. The best way to sign up for our volunteer email list is to go to our Contact Us page all the way to the right on our website. Give us your name, your email address, and that you'd like to join the volunteer roster, and you'll be included in our weekly emails that highlight different opportunities to help.
That's great. Veronica, thanks for joining us again. And again, folks, for anything that has to do with the Panda, whether you want to volunteer, you want to see what's coming up, don't forget Field of Dreams tomorrow. Still can't get over that. and, you know, the rest of the month and into the future, you can always just go to panada.org, panada.org, and see how you can get involved and things like that. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again at the end of the next month.
Yes, thank you so much, Bob. Look forward to it.
We are going to take our final break for today. And in our final segment, we'll be chatting with Heather Umpton from the Bonner County History Museum and the Historical Society. It's been a while. I mean, for all I know, she went out and had a baby since the last time she was on this show. It's been that long. And we'll... She did. Anyway, we'll get to that right after this.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer? Maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. I may be getting ahead of myself, but soon we'll be transitioning towards spring and a lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to a $100 mail-in rebate on select brands of tires now through April 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service department specials online at tschevy.com, and online scheduling is available. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yep, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Yeah.
All right, we are back. Got about 10 minutes left here in North Idaho Thursday, and our guest today, it's been a while. I can't even remember the last time Heather Umpton was with us. She's from the Bonner County Historical Society, the History Museum. Yes. And you did have a baby recently.
Yes, I did. So, yeah, he just turned 8 months. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a classic Irish name.
Yes, Killian.
Killian. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. He's such a joy.
Got to meet him a couple weeks ago at your grand opening of the new store. And
yeah, the Museum Guild. It was so good having you there at the opening.
It was really fun. And it's a great picture and little video that we did out front because it was dumping snow. It was like, right? We're standing outside.
We tried to make it quick.
So what's going on other than in your personal life? What's going on right down the street at the museum?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have so many exciting things happening this year. And it's so funny because Hannah and I keep talking about, okay, we can't add anything more on because we have such a full plate. But then we have a new wonderful community historic project pop up and we're like, well, it's so amazing. We can't not do it. So one of the things you had mentioned, the Museum Guild, we are so excited about that opportunity. Our museum is in Lakeview Park, which is a beautiful place, mm-hmm. but it's a little bit off the beaten path.
Yes, it is.
And so we've always been trying to work on our exposure. And so having the opportunity to be downtown in the amazing historic Apanada building is just... It's such a great opportunity. And I was telling you how kismet it is that Veronica was just on, because Veronica and I have become great friends now that we're neighbors. So we just launched our new store, the Museum Guild. So it's right between the Panada doors and mm-hmm. the little theater. It's on the left-hand side there. And I'm working with this incredible team I call the museum members, which is Brooke Moore, who had Azaleas, Josie Buckmiller, Margot Mazur, who's a local artist, and Hannah Combs. She has her new mending business out of it. And so we have a collective of vintage items procured around the area. But then we also have all of our signature local books. Oh. They're such big sellers. And then Brooke and I are working on a bespoke line of Bonner County merchandise. So, yes, what you've all been waiting for, the City Beach candle, the Pie Hut candle, we have custom coffee. That's the Humbert Lumber Company coffee. Mm. We have heirloom seeds, custom artisan caramels. The list just keeps on going. So.
And that's all in the store right next to the Panada
that
Theater.
Is. Yeah, it's just a special little treasure in there.
And little is a key word because it is not a big store.
No, and we use every square inch. But we love the idea of the guild because it's all these artisans coming together. And I imagine, you know, going through the streets in the 17th century in an alleyway and you turn into this amazing artisan guild craft shop. And that's kind of what inspired me.
And
this.
So the proceeds all go to the museum.
Yes.
Other than that, how do you guys fund yourselves?
That's a great question. So we definitely have our fundraisers, which I'll talk about. But sponsorship is a very important thing for us, donations and membership. And really, you can become a member for $30, which is less than lunch these days.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
And that's a year membership, which gives you access to the museum, 10% off in the gift shop. You have guest passes. And really, it's so important. It goes to preserving all of our Bonner County local history. So speaking of fundraisers coming up, we have our annual plant sale on May 7th.
Get there early.
Right. I know. I was so sorry when you got there last time and everything sold out so quickly.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a twofold thing. We ask the community to donate their starts. And part of that is creating kind of an heirloom concept. And I know when I get plants and starts from other people's gardens, they always do way better than what I'm buying at the nursery sometimes. And so we are taking donations, and we will ask that you drop those off the day before, if you could, on May 6th, and that would be a Friday. And so again, the plant sale will be on May 7th, and that will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That day, there will be many exciting things going on, though. We will be open for our first free Saturday, and that would be from the hours from 10 to 2. And then we're going to be teaming up with the city for an Arbor Day celebration, and we'll be working in conjunction with KNPS and other local businesses that are in the industry.
Let people know what KNPS stands for.
Thank you. The Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society. I've practiced that for many years.
Yeah, you have to. I just don't want them to think it was a different radio station or something.
Right?
So do you have a free first Saturday this weekend?
We do. So that will be from 10 to 2. It's on the 2nd.
And it has a sponsor?
It does. Liz Wargo and Jason Walker.
How does that work? Are you good for sponsors right now? Are you soliciting more?
I believe we need one more, and it's such a great program. So you can sponsor one of the first free Saturdays. So you're paying for the community's admission because it's free to everybody for that from 10 to 2 on that one day, and it's $250.
$250.
Yeah, and so it's a good deal.
You get the heartwarming experience of letting people go to the museum
absolutely.
For free.
It's you're
plus
paying
you get
for
some
everybody.
Publicity. So,
yeah,
we mentioned the
absolutely.
Names.
Yep, and there's the platforms, all of our social media and everything. Your name will be on there, and and you can even show up and say hey on that day, and I come
you
on
owe,
in.
You owe me, Jordan.
Admission's on me.
Oh, that's good. Have they been well attended?
Yeah. Yeah. We get a good group and a lot of families, which is really fun.
Yeah. It's the affordable or more affordable way to go. And it's so fun going to the museum. Are you guys still changing things up?
Oh, most definitely. We just had opened actually, I think during the holiday time, I don't know if I had talked with you, a new exhibit. And it's one right when you walk in where it was formerly our gift shop. And it's about the history of mercantile in Bonner County.
No, I didn't know about that.
And I named it The One Who Went to Market. And so that's been a beautiful exhibit. And it features all of our key stores that have been impactful in our community. One of the things that I love from that moment, from the oral histories that I studied and so forth, back in the day, you could buy anything you could ever imagine on those two blocks downtown, which is something to really wrap your mind around. And I'll never forget this one story about this local gentleman who was a son of a famous butcher in town at the Economy Grocer. And you would get your meat packed up and a really beautiful piece of artistry on your package.
Really?
Yeah. And lo and behold, that was Ward Talbum, and he's still here. So we actually had him go ahead and replicate what he would have done, and we have it on exhibit. So it's fun to keep celebrating them.
Yeah, Ward, of course, has Hen's Tooth Studio right downtown.
Right.
And yeah, great guy. Stop in there and check out what he's got on display.
Absolutely.
So yeah, actually, it wasn't even too many decades ago. You could still sort of get just about anything you wanted in the heart of downtown. I mean, remember when Sears was there, the hardware store Merwin's was there. There was a meat guy, the couple of pharmacies, and on and on and on. Of course, Larson's has been there for 300 years.
They're our legacy store, right? It's amazing.
Not really 300, but it just... Yeah.
But from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we also have a new exhibit launching, though, which would be our cabin, which everybody's been waiting for. And this past year, we were able to get a roof on, and so it will be fun to be able to launch that. So I look forward to coming back and sharing that more.
And anything else going on in the near future?
Just a lot of things in the docket, and I look forward to keep coming on and sharing those moments with you, but we just hope everyone will come down and come see us.
Yeah, and if you want to find out more, while we're talking, I've been looking at your website, bonnercountyhistory.org, bonnercountyhistory.org, and it's very informative and very well done, and you can find out how you can donate or volunteer or all the things you have going on at the Bonner County Historical Museum.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming back, and we'll do it more often.
Look forward to it.
All right, that's North Idaho Thursday for this week. We'll be back in here next weekend, as always, at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. I'm declaring it the weekend. Have a great one, everybody. Hope to see you at the Home and Garden Show. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.